and I could look down, I'd see my heart pump, and then the blood would shoot. I'd see my heart pump, and the blood would shoot. I knew I was dying. My head said, it's over.
On July 26, 1969, Vietnam veteran Dr. Dave Reaver was at death's doorstep. He lived to tell about it. And on September 11, 2014, as the United States vows never to forget, the veteran sailor visits service members all over Afghanistan, charged with carrying out those very words, never forget, reminding them that they are not forgotten.
That on that fateful day of September 11, 2001, we were injured in battle.
During his three-day tour, he visited troops from Bagram Airfield, Fob Fenty, Fob Gambari, and North Kaya, describing how he was injured as a riverboat gunner in Vietnam.
And a sniper took his best shot at me, shooting in my head that day on the border with Cambodia. He missed my head, but he hit my hand. And the bullet penetrated, hit my hand grenade, a white phosphorus grenade. I was in the process of trying to throw it. Didn't get it out of my hand. It blew right here,
exploding right in his face, giving him third-degree burns over 50% of his body.
Where I wasn't burned, I was stripped of skin, and that hurt as bad as the burn. And it was a very difficult recovery, physically and emotionally.
Having been drafted to serve, Dr. Dave Reaver could have been a bitter man. But instead, he uses his pain as a message to troops on 9/11 about the teachings of resiliency, not just of the American spirit, but of the American service member.
My injury, as serious as it was, only served to use my experience to encourage our troops today.
Reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Haley Zimmerman.